Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 73. And in this episode, we discuss how relationships are king as part of promoting Colin's new book, Culture is King, releasing in October. And we do this with a very special guest. That's Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Jason Johnson. Hope you enjoy.
What's up, everyone? Colin Henderson here, Master Your Mindset LLC. I got an LLC now.
Oh, you official?
You like that? Yeah, we official.
You real?
I'm not a businessman.
I'm a businessman. Man,
this is one of my best friends, Jason Johnson, Emmy Award-winning author.
Nope.
Why did I say author?
I'm not an author.
Emmy Award-winning filmmaker.
I want to write a book, though.
Filmmaker.
Colin writes so many books that he just thinks everyone else is authors.
Well, you probably could author a book if you wanted.
I would love to.
Emmy Award-winning filmmaker. So, man, you make...
What up, Joey?
You make short movies.
Breakaway in the house.
Like mini movies.
That's it.
Really, that's what you do.
That's what I do.
This guy travels the world. He has a Grey Cup ring. Former quarterback at Arizona. Left as the career passing leader. And he is in the Hall of Fame, the Puyallup Bowls. Basketball, AAU Hall of Fame.
62-2.
Yeah.
Our eighth grade year.
So Jason played at Rogers High School, Puyallup, Ferrucci, A-Lins. What elementary school?
Sunrise.
Sunrise Elementary.
It's new Fruitland, now. Yeah, I know.
Rams and Lambs. Guys, but we're talking about how relationships are king. I have a new book coming out soon called Culture is King. And I want to sit down with thought leaders in my network that we can pull out of and learn from them. And Jason is someone that I've just, after college, man, you created this life. I like to say, don't find yourself, create yourself. This dude created himself from nothing. And let's talk about the origin at Arizona. One of the first, the seasons on ESPN is what started this whole thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was playing quarterback at Arizona, and my junior year, I was just about to be the starter, and our head coach, John McAvick, says, oh, by the way, we're going to have a camera crew following us this entire year. And it's going to be on ESPN. It's going to be called The Season. And so I was like, this is my internship, basically, right?
Yeah.
It was like, I knew I was going to play football, but I was like, Max, I had no idea if I was going to go pro, not. I mean, at best, I was hoping for like a year or two, and I got a cup of coffee with the Bills. But when this six-man ESPN crew came out, you know, we're talking relationships today a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is my internship. I immediately became like best friends with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
After practice, I would go over to their house, learn how they were using this editing machine. And back then it wasn't on a laptop. It was like this entire room was like their editing machine.
Wow.
After the season was over, I went and slept on their couch as they put the whole show together. And I'm like, teach me just all of this. What cameras mm-hmm. are you using? What
yeah,
editing
yeah,
are you
yeah.
using? The director of that show went on to be the lead editor on The Voice for like the last 20 years.
This is The Voice.
And I never got on that show. I was hoping I'd get a call. But anyways, the point is, like, I could have just been focused on football and focused mm-hmm. on that. But instead, I was like, here's an opportunity to meet someone, to create a relationship, create a friendship. And yeah. all of those things literally opened the door to me doing what I do now, which is, producing TV shows and documentaries.
And what I think is interesting is, how'd you know that that was the route you wanted to go? Because I remember... in ninth grade, Ferrucci Cougars. This dude made a highlight tape.
I made a sick one at Rogers.
So what was the draw for you in making film, video production?
You know, it's funny because like growing up, I always thought I would make like movies, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I loved Star Wars growing up. I loved like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
I was more of a Han Solo guy.
Use the Force.
But like we used to like during Christmas break, we would make like mini movies with like our Star Wars action figures. Like it's just
oh my God.
I always knew it was what I wanted mm-hmm. to do. My senior year of high school, to graduate Puyallup School District, you have to do a senior project. Mm-hmm. I went and worked with an editor in LA and I actually wrote my paper on like special effects and graphics and how Hollywood was ready for a movie about gladiators. And that would be the movie I would make. The day after I turned my paper and I went in and I saw the trailer, for Gladiator.
No way.
I was on it back then. I knew what
you
was
were,
next.
You were ahead of the game.
Yep.
But tell us about how you do connect. How did you connect with those guys that were filming? Like, how did you? I think people want they realize that it's about people, mm-hmm. but sometimes they might be nervous or maybe they don't, I want to bug them. Mm-hmm. So what did you do to bring value? I guess you were the quarterback, so they probably wanted that inside.
They wanted in, scoop. That's kind of
like it's kind of like teaching how do you sell yourself to connect with people that have the stuff that you want, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think first you just got to care about people. Generally, mm-hmm. and just know that
yeah,
you never know where any
the force is strong with you, dude. Says Joey Merlick,
dude. Joey Merlick, ultimate relationship guy, right there.
Yeah,
amazing, dude. What up, Joey? Speaking of, we should talk a little bit about Breakaway because that literally is relationship central. Yeah. Is this on the Facebook Live or is this part of the podcast?
This is everything.
Both.
We got a podcast and Facebook Live. Okay. Dual. T Money is on the ones and twos.
T Money back here.
Yeah. You got to edit that part out. I'm a rookie at this. Yeah. I got multiple. Well, I'm used to being behind the camera.
Yeah. Yep.
But what I was going to say about that is, first you care about people and you know that life is not in these relationships.
Yeah.
The worst thing you want to do is say, "What can I get from you? What can I get from you?"
It's not what can I get; it's what can I give.
That's it. Right? How can I provide value? Yeah. So in that situation, mm-hmm. I said, hey, I'm the starting quarterback. I'm one of five main characters in the show. How can I help you make the best show you want to do?
Yeah.
How can I help you get access to all my teammates? How can we all of do this together? So I wasn't just focused on myself.
Mm-hmm. Collaboration.
I was like, how can we all do this? How can I help you?
Yeah.
And I think along the line, as I've moved up in my career, to me, relationships have been key. And so much of that is providing value to the other person, not just like let me do something awesome for you that validates who I am and why you want to be friends with me. And all of these extra benefits will come down the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now let's talk about he's playing in the CFL as a quarterback and you were juggling kind of two jobs. You created this other kind of lane for yourself, knowing that you wouldn't play forever. So you started to film, but you pitched your team that you're on to film this mini series. Maybe share about that.
Yeah. So one of the first projects I ever did was a documentary on the Canadian Football League on our team while I was one of the quarterbacks. So basically what I did was during the off season. So when you play in the CFL, it's completely different than the NFL.
Yeah.
It's obviously 1/10 the money, maybe 1/100 the money. but you have 6 months completely off every off season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So during the off season, I was like, I'm not going to play forever. I created a TV production company with my then girlfriend who became my wife. So she was in the media too. So mm-hmm. we started doing smaller projects, things like that. But then I was like, oh, when I was a senior at Arizona, or junior, I participated in this show. I'm like, I could do that now.
Yeah.
But I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to turn on a camera. I didn't know how to do anything. So, again, it was all about relationships. Mm-hmm. So, first I went to our head coach and I said, hey, I'd love to produce a documentary on our team. But I knew, what did he want? He didn't want to give away access. So, I said, hey, we are the only people that are going to see this.
Uh-huh.
And you and I are going to approve what goes out. So that made him feel safe. Mm-hmm. So he was in. So then I'm like, okay, now I need to pay for this. So I looked at all my relationships. And at that time, I gotten to know a company in Canada that was like the Canadian version of Jamba Juice. So I went to them.
Uh-huh.
Again, created a relationship.
Yeah.
And later on, I said, hey, I have this opportunity. Would you guys love to be involved in this? They became the title sponsor of the show. They paid for it. Then I went and pitched it.
That's awesome.
But the crazy thing was,
uh-huh.
we're filming this show. And I tell the story all the time to people and they laugh. But I didn't have enough money at the time to have like Hard Knocks, like 30 cameras around, right? Yeah. I had two cameras at the game.
Yeah.
So
you had to hire the people.
So I filmed. I did everything.
You were suited up.
But I was playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mic'd myself up. Yeah. And then I put an earpiece in my camera guy's ears while I'm the backup quarter. I'm not starting at this point.
Okay.
I'm signaling the play.
Yeah.
But I would like signal in the play and then I'd be like, number 83 on a corner route. So even though
all 83 on this play,
yeah,
because you had only two cameras, they can't catch everything.
You know, because like NFL will have like 50 cameras at a game.
Yeah.
So you'll have a guy like just on Doug Baldwin.
The whole play.
So if he happens to catch the ball, they had him from before the play.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, the guy would just shoot the quarterback.
Yeah.
Anyways, I digress. But the point is, it looked like we had 150 cameras.
That's awesome. Because
every play, 83 came out of the huddle, and he was adjusting his gloves.
Yeah.
And then I had the quarterback, and then I had it from a guy up top. And, oh, yeah, it was – but the point of that whole thing was it was all 100% relationship that made that happen. And, you know, as I progressed in my whole career, it's all been relationships.
But in your connection with that lead sponsor, you became the marketing –
I ended up becoming the director of marketing for that company down the road. Yeah.
That's nuts.
So, yeah, it's all about that. And even – it's so funny. Like, I do a lot of stuff for ESPN now.
Yeah.
And it was like I went to Africa on a trip with USA Football, helping launch the sport of football in Africa. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, go along with this trip. There's three NFL players on it. Mm-hmm. Document it. Well, there was another camera person who was on that trip. And instead of being like, you do your thing, I do my thing, I said, hey – we have the same goal here. Let's capture this trip. Why don't we work together?
Yeah.
By the end of that trip, we were really, really good friends. 3 weeks later, she calls me and says, I have a project with ESPN. That's how I got my in.
Yeah.
ESPN didn't find me. I never wrote my resume and sent it to Bristol, Connecticut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a relationship that opened the door that got me in.
It's huge.
And then when you have it and relationships, I say too, are going to give you an opportunity.
Yeah.
But then it's up to you to crush it.
That's it. But now tell us, we had this conversation last week on the phone about whatever space you're in, whatever field you're in.
Yeah.
It's finding the people who make like the call. Like how can you connect with them?
Yeah.
Maybe expand on that a little bit.
Yeah. I think
how you've kind of worked your way through this world that you're in. It's like, there's a ton of people that want in and they want access to this stuff, but you've found a way.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. Like a lot of people talk about, you know, struggling artists and all these things. And I think what always helped me was at the University of Arizona, they didn't have a film department. They didn't have, I wanted to go there and study like, how do I do lighting and how do I edit and how do I do all these things? They didn't have that, which was actually a blessing in disguise because I went and got my business degree. And so by getting my business degree first, I was able to realize these kind of core, you know, pillars that allow you to move forward. So when I started to build my video business, I realized quickly, like, how do I get hired? Mm-hmm. You know, and like if you're a sales guy or anyone, who actually hires you? Who is that gatekeeper? Like, it's not everyone at the company and it's not every relationship. I learned at small companies, let's say like less than $1 million or $2 million, it's the CEO, it's the founder. Mm-hmm. So you got to connect with him. Mm-hmm. But if it's larger companies, it's the director of marketing. And then at a certain point, I realized I'm working with bigger and bigger companies. No longer can I connect with them. I'm going to connect with ad agencies because ad agencies represent all these companies.
Yeah.
So I make one connection. Mm-hmm. Now I'm doing videos for 50 companies.
Yeah.
So actually when I grew my business, there was an ad agency in Phoenix, an ad agency in DC, and an ad agency in Canada. And between those three companies, I was more busy than I'd ever want to be.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Now we also have listeners that love sport, and your childhood is very unique because your grandfather is one of the most winningest coaches in the history of football, Coach Frosty Westring. Maybe talk about what you learned about people, about leading, about just watching that growing up, going to all the games.
Yeah, I mean, I was really like, I need like a water or something too. You guys have?
Yeah, I got that for you.
This is funny. Shout out to the
brought to you by LaCroix.
To the worst drink of all time. I'm sorry.
You like LaCroix? Haterade, bro.
It's funny. They have this on film sets all the time. It's like a standard on every film set I'm on. And the running joke is like what the flavors actually are. Like it's like hint of watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
I digress. Okay. You digress. So we're talking about how relationships are king. It's everything in life and sport and business and marriage. It's a people's game. And Harvard research over 75 years, what brings the most happiness is not cars, not money. It's relationships.
Yeah.
And I think your grandfather did that very well. Every single August, they'd go down to the Oregon coast for breakaway, no footballs, no helmets, no pads, but it was like connecting, playing games, talking, being vulnerable. And you had a cool spot because you got to watch it growing up. And I didn't get to be around it.
Yeah, man, I wish.
And I actually quote Frosty all the time, and I met him several times, but maybe talk about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was lucky. My grandfather was Frosty Westring. He was the ninth winningest coach in college football history, never had a losing season, four national championships. and they didn't talk about winning.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't do all of these things.
Yeah.
And it was the most unique childhood being around that because I got to be embedded in a football team, a football culture that was different than any other team in the country, really. Yeah. Sports Illustrated did an article about them, and they called them the nicest team in football, which was interesting. But the cornerstone of what his whole program was about was motivating people by love, not fear.
That was awesome.
Wow. And he says, you can't play with someone.
Yeah.
And you can't play at a high level until you trust them like brothers. And you can't trust someone until you know them.
Yeah.
So every August, instead of doing Hell Week, he would take his entire team to the beach in Oregon. And they wouldn't bring a football.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3 days, they'd split up into teams and they'd do skits and pie-eating contests. And they'd go to the beach and play softball. And
that's so good.
They came back so tight.
Out of the way.
But they came back so tight as a team. And Joey, who's watching right now, could attest to this. But they would get in these pressure situations. And you've talked about this a lot. Mm-hmm. When you're in a pressure situation and the ball's in your hand and there's like 1 second left in the game, is it really your physical skills that are going to get you through that?
No.
No. It's your mindset.
Exactly.
It's your confidence.
Yeah.
And it's your belief in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so he created a relationship in his team. And by creating a relationship in his team, they pulled for each other.
Yeah.
And they didn't worry about pressure situations. They'd say, people come to beat us, we come to be us, which is a great
we've used that.
We've used that. Yeah.
That's fun, right?
Yeah.
You know, and he talked so much about, you know, attitude and about how to approach this. And he had two models of winning. And I don't want to get into all of this, but he says basically 99% of the world, he called it the red card, just as a funny analogy, but it's all about number one or no one. You have to win. You have to do all this stuff. Right. But he said, no, instead of trying to be the best, we just want to give it our best shot.
Uh-huh.
And so they focused all of their attention on their effort.
Process over outcome.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. And
winning's a byproduct.
Yeah. And they didn't have this, literally it was the fear of failure. Mm-hmm. They didn't care if they made a mistake, flush it, move on. Right.
Yeah.
Man, we need more coaches like that.
Yeah. And so being around that, that's all I knew growing up.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought every team
Pete
was like
Carroll is kind of like that.
He's very
in a different way.
He's very similar. Yeah. And,
Steve Kerr is a similar style.
A lot of great coaches that I'm around incorporate that sort of thing in their teams, and what makes them so successful. So growing up, I had that. So I started to flourish once I realized I need to apply that to my business.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Well, tell us, you won some freaking hardware this last year.
Yeah, I got pretty blessed.
But talk about, as we wrap up, maybe tell us what you won, how'd you win it, and how you connected with people along that journey.
Yeah, so last year I won a Sports Emmy for Best Short Documentary Feature with ESPN College Game Day. And it was the story of this kid, Melvin Kane, from Maryland. He was a defensive end, was born in Liberia, Africa, into horrible poverty, horrible.
Chris Hippa, what's up, dog?
Civil War, child soldiers, all this stuff. And his dad had gotten to come to the U.S., and he was able to send for his son, who was 5 years old. And at that time, he was just with his mom. And his mom was his whole world.
Uh-huh.
And she took him to the airport and said, you need to get on this plane. And he's like, Mom, I don't want to go. I want to be with you. She's like, go for a better life. I promise you'll see me again. Left to America when he was five.
Yeah.
Had never been back. Ends up becoming this stud defensive end.
Yeah.
Goes to Maryland. He's playing. He's a junior. And now, I mean, it's not like he never talked to her again. I mean, we have phones
but
and Skype.
He didn't get to hold her hand. She didn't get to see him play.
Had never seen him. And finally, he went to his coach and he's like, off season, he's like, I got to get back. I have to see my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And lucky enough, again, relationship.
It's all about relationship.
Right? Because I knew this reporter. He said, hey, I'm going to Africa. He called me.
Is it Gene?
Gene Wojciechowski. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And amazing ESPN reporter, and said, hey, I want you to come with me. We're going to tell the story.
But it's because you knew Gene really well. He trusted you that he called you.
And I knew the other producers at ESPN. And I think they were trying to kill me. They put me in all these funny situations. But I could talk at length about another thing that I think is huge, which is kind of creating a unique skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And what I bring to the table that most other camera guys don't in at there is I also produce. I can do my own sound. I also edit.
Yeah.
So pretty much everyone else at ESPN, that they hire will come in and shoot a story and then hand it off. But I'm one of few people that I will shoot it, I'll edit it, I'll
put it all together.
So yeah, they can send me.
So efficient.
I'm a ninja.
Again, you're not a business, man. You're a business. You have like five people in one human being.
Yeah. Well, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You got to wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% self-taught other than relationships. Like I never went to school for video production, but I did go to school for relationships and things growing up.
But it's the same thing. At this day and age, man, you can learn anything.
You can. You can literally go to YouTube.
Yep. The greatest resource is resourcefulness. So how bad do you want it? People want this instant gratification.
It's the Matt Damon. Like I did all this for $2.50 of late fees at the library. Mm-hmm. Like literally, like if you want it, you can do it. And I completely made this life. So just to finish that story. So anyway, so they ended up calling me literally because I can, you know, go by myself to these crazy situations. And we go to Liberia. We're with Melvin. Mm-hmm. We drive an hour and a half outside of the capital. It's a tiny little town.
Yeah.
It's actually like, I mean, I get chills thinking about it. It's pouring down rain. Mm-hmm. And we get out of this van and his mom's sitting up on this stoop. Nuts. And he gets out. And they see each other and they just start running and they just hug and cry.
Yeah,
hadn't seen your mom in 15 years.
Jeez.
And just what that meant. And this whole time he had carried a little photo in his wallet of her when he was 5. And so the whole story kind of came full circle, meeting her. And we ended up winning the Emmy for that story, which was, I think, a testament to a lot of hard work, but also just relationships got me into the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
I mean, that story was amazing.
Yeah.
All I had to do was not mess it up. But it was really relationships, and everything I had done in my career had led me to that exact point.
Mm-hmm. As we wrap up, I have two more questions. This one now is, I like giving people tools, simple systems. So to build those strong connections, do you have 1 to 3 keys that if we can think about that, if you reflect in your life that you've done? What are some like basics keys? I know we talk about value earlier, but what else?
Number 2 is listen. I mean, I think sometimes you walk into situations and all everyone wants to do is say, me. Yeah. I want to tell you about me. Care about the things that they care about.
Ditch the pitch.
Yep.
You shouldn't have to convince someone. It should be win-win.
Dude, if that guy is all about basketball, talk hoops. If that guy's all about, like, find out the people that you want to connect with, 100%. Find out what they care about and care about that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's good.
The final key, if you're literally looking to move up, hire your mentors. I don't know if people think about this, but this is what I did. When I wanted to get better at shooting camera, I would go on the internet, I'd on Vimeo, not YouTube. Vimeo is more the pro style.
Yeah.
And I would look at people that did amazing things that were like kind of doing what I did. And then if I had a project, I'd hire them.
And then you'd learn from them.
I would lose money on a project just to be with this dude, Khalid.
But you're gaining money up here.
But I'm gaining knowledge. I'm literally leveling up
because
I'm such a sponge that I would like, if I shoot with someone one time, I will know everything that they did. I will just study it, right?
So yeah.
But it's like if I called up.
Hire your mentors.
Yeah. If I call up this guy and I'd be like, oh my gosh, bro, I'd love to connect. Can we get coffee? He'd be like, who are you, weirdo? Yeah. Right? But if I call him up, I'd be like, I have a project in Hawaii. You can bring your wife. I'll pay for everything. Come work with me. Now all of a sudden we're equals. Before it's like, you're like looking up to him. He's above you. The moment you hire someone, you're almost above
them. What if you don't have money? What if you're a teenager and you don't have money to do that? He's in high school.
That's a good question.
You know what he did though for this podcast?
Yeah.
He's like, we should do a podcast. I will produce it.
Offer your skills. Help.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
So, we're on, what is this, 74? How many?
This is 73.
73 episodes because he did that. Okay. Last question because he's got school. You have a podcast you're going to start for. This is to launch. Maybe this
is
my platform. Give us an overview really quick while you drink some more water.
First thing I do is got to get used to talking this much. My voice may go out. But, so I'm launching a thing called 3D Podcast. Basically, it's the behind the scenes of all these stories that I do because, you know, I go to Africa, I tell the story, but like people see 3 minutes of it on TV and that's it.
Yeah.
But there's a whole story of how we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am constantly meeting, engaging with people all over the world that have really, really unique stories. So I've always said to be successful, you can't just be one dimensional. You got to be three dimensional. You know, for me, I'm a former athlete, I'm a filmmaker, and I'm a good communicator relationships guy. Yeah. So those three things together.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be diving into how these people are successful and the different dimensions of that. So hopefully my boy on the ones and twos, we'll get it going.
Let's
money.
Go.
Yeah,
Team cool. Money.
And that's, let's do it. And that's yeah. playing to your strengths.
Yeah.
And it's playing to what you're obsessed with, what you're curious about. I think that's how you add value, to connect with other people.
Yeah, and it's about relationships, uh-huh. right?
Relationships.
Yeah. The reason I want to do strengths,
can you bring value to other people? Maybe talk about what type of guest you're going to have on.
You know, I'm going to have athletes. I'm going to have a lot of, like, you know, ESPN personalities, you know, people that are in front of the camera that you see all the time. Yeah. I'm going to have athletes. I'm going to have businessmen. I've done a lot of really unique travel things with CEOs and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of businessmen and anything else, I just want to connect with people. That's it.
Yeah.
Provide value.
That's huge.
Well, can they find you on Instagram? Do you have a
Instagram
website?
Well, I'm going to wait to launch it. This is like so new. This is like the world premiere.
Jason Ryan Creative.
Yeah. If they want to find me, Jason Ryan Creative on Instagram, follow the adventures. I just got back from like a world tour with Deshaun Watson. Check out all that stuff. Just did some crazy stuff in Israel, France, and headed next to India with the Sacramento Kings in October. So you definitely want to be on IG for that.
Man, bro, I love you.
Love you, bro.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait to see what's next. The best is ahead.
Started at the bottom. Literally right behind us in this weight room is where I started
training.
Old Valleys, eighth grade.
Coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. Culture is King and the Culture Toolbox. Tools to help your team be the best you can be to connect. And one of my keys, man, is connection, which builds trust, which creates being vulnerable as a group. But you guys are amazing. We love you so much. Take care. Make it happen. Hey, Team Money, the body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.
You guys are awesome. Thanks, guys.